again. And then. No, and then. You go home.
That makes me want Panda Express.
Wait a minute. And then is from one movie, and You Go Home Now is from Louis Anderson sketch, right? I'm mixing my comedy sketches.
I feel like I've heard that You Go Home Now, but I don't know what movie it's from. But yes, the and then is, Dude, Where's My Car?
Right, at the drive-thru. No, and then. And then. And then, You Go Home Now. That's, Louis Anderson. He's a big, round, fat comedian. And he did this joke about going to the Chinese buffet. Have you seen that one? You go home now. You've been here 3 hours.
I'm going to YouTube it because I swear I have. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. You know, there's a few things in comedy or just television, commercials, there's a few things that really stick and they become, you know, like a lexicon or something, you know. And you might be a little young, but, you know, you can say, where's the beef, you know, and everybody kind of pictures a whole advertising campaign with, what was her name, Clara Peller. But, there's been others, too. What's up? Those were great. I love the What's Up, Wasabi. I love those commercials. Those were good.
The skit you're referring to is before my time. It looks like John Penet. It's CCTV. It's older.
Oh, okay. I definitely had the comedian wrong, but I know I saw it in a stand-up, so it could have been a skit, you know, in something like CCTV. CCTV was good stuff, but, yep. And then there was Second City, CCTV. CCTV, I think, was the Canadian answer to Saturday Night Live.
A lot of that stuff's so hard to find now. I remember there was a Mad TV skit that had me in tears. I was laughing so hard. It was a handicap, just their maintenance man or handyman. And I was dying, and I can't find the skit.
You would think you should be able to find that stuff. You know, I was looking for one. I can't remember which one it was, but I was looking for some episode one, season one, episode one of something that was very popular back in the day, but I never saw it. And, boy, I was having trouble finding that. I wish I could remember what it was, but, it was, you know, because it was older, it wasn't so easy.
It's almost like they didn't want to convert the VHS tapes into digital.
Yeah, I'll tell you, things really changed. When I was a kid, they were on, you know, film. And then along came the 80s, and everything started going VHS, and it really changed things. You could just see it. There was a certain kind of grandness to film that you just didn't have. And then the CGI was really clunky, you know. But we didn't care. You know, you look back at it now, and you just think, oh, my God. You know, but you watched it then, and it's like, okay. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those, I think it's Jason and the Argonaut movies. They're kind of, I don't know how to describe them. It's like Greek mythology. You know, he's fighting all these, you know, mythical creatures and stuff like that. And it's all claymation. And, man, we ate that stuff up.
I think movies and old TV shows exemplify living in the moment because you didn't know any better. Looking back at all the kids' shows I used to watch, like even the cartoons compared to today's stuff, like the stuff my kids watch, it's all 3D, and I don't know what the verbiage is for the animation style, but like everything I watched was hand-drawn, or like you said, claymation. I remember horror movies back in the day scared the crap out of me, like Night of the Living Dead. It ruined me forever. My dad made me watch it when I was like 7, and now I look at it, I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe that was good.
Oh, that one will always hold a near and dear place in my heart. I thought that was an excellent movie. I mean, there was nothing like it, obviously, and I just thought he did a real good job. It was the right amount of horror and the right amount of suspense, and then the irony at the end. God, great movie. And, you know, I don't know, what was it, Dawn of the Dead, the one in the mall? That one was pretty off the hook. After that, I just, you know, it just went crazy, and I'm like, yeah, they played this out a little bit.
Right. That was one of the first legit zombie movies, wasn't it? Night of the Living Dead, or... Yeah, Night of the Living Dead, right? Because, like you said, Dawn of the Dead is the newer one. That one's messed up, too, because it's more modern day, so... And they did a really good job on it.
Yeah, those are both George Romero. He did the first one, Night, which was black and white, 60s. I don't know if it was shot in the 60s. I think it was. And it was just, there was just nothing like it. He just really, you know, defined a whole genre. And, you know, he determined that how they would walk and how they would move, and it would be, you know, slow and dumb, and, you know, just sheer numbers would be your, you know, the creepiness. But I mean, at the end there, where that guy survives, he pokes his head out to see who's coming up, and they pop him. It's like, oh my god, what an ending!
NADDF. It does make you wonder. I mean, it doesn't make you wonder because he writes these movies, but what a odd person that they can concoct these unbelievable movies that are just horrific.
Oh yeah, yeah. Night of the Living or Dawn of the Dead was the one in the mall. Now, there was the first one by George Romero, which was you know, I just remember that goofy mall music. You know, and that goofy little mall music going while all the zombies are walking around in the mall and stuff. It's just, he had this comedy, plus the guy in the bikers when they break in, and the blood pressure machine and all that, just some crazy stuff. But they had a remake of it with, I don't know, I'm guessing 2000s, and it was better than a lot of these, you know, follow-ups, but it was still, you know, they were still holed up in a mall and all that stuff. That one was gruesome in other ways. It had the zombie baby and stuff, but yeah, crazy stuff. I can only take so much of that. I did get hooked on that Walking Dead series for a season or two, but man, that one wore out on me real quick. I just got to the point. You know, if I see one more AR-15 with no optics on it at all, you know, or any number of other, you know, or things on backwards or something like that, I'm like, my God, don't they have anybody that, you know, that even, they could find anybody. They could probably pay somebody $10 an hour that would love to come be the, you know, armorer on the set to just get some of those stupid things right.
Yeah, you could Google it and see that it's not right. I hate that. I see that crap in movies all the time. It drives me nuts. Trying to think what else. I did the Walking Dead thing too, but it's like Survivor to me. It's like, does this ever end? It's every year there's another season, and they just kind of ran together and they all seem the same. I don't know if you've ever watched Z Nation, but I used to watch that. That was a pretty decent, like a comedic horror series. It wasn't terrible. But yeah, after Walking Dead, I was like, I can't really wrap myself up in these shows anymore. It's just, they're too redundant.
Yeah, just the same thing over and over, and, you know, it just, you get tired of it. Yeah, does it ever end? I mean, and I guess it wouldn't, but I don't know, new bad guy, you know, every season, which, you know, with the same formula, and so, you know, and then if everybody, you know, the guy's really terrible, but if everybody likes the bad guy character, then he becomes a friend, you know, like when that one guy with the baseball bat, you know, it's like, maybe that's the way it's supposed to go, but it just seems to me it's weird. But there was one, I did see a little bit of that Z Nation one. That's the one where the kid was at some outpost up in the Arctic, and he had a radio station, and then there was the one guy that was immune or something, or he was bitten, but he didn't turn or something. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yes, I think that's how it starts. I can't remember if that's a flashback or if that's how it starts, but yes, you were correct.
Yeah, I kind of remember that one. There was one, I can't remember where it came out. It was called, like, Black Summer or something like that. That was wild. That looked like it was going to be really, really good, and they had two seasons of it. And then I don't think they have any more, but it was so good, the first season in particular, that and it just, everything was done different. And it was kind of, first of all, they're fast, which, you know, sometimes they're not slow. And this was all about what the spinoff was supposed to be. You know, off the Walking Dead, there's supposed to be Fear of the Walking Dead was supposed to be, when they built it, they said it was going to be like in the transitional period, you know, when it was all going down. Well, that, you know, that ended after about two episodes, and, you know, then it was just another soap opera. But this one here is just as things are breaking down, just as things are going to hell, and everybody's trying to, you know, doesn't even know what's going on and everything, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, Black Summer, I think it's called. I think it's on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. That one's worth seeing. It's only two seasons, so that's both disappointing, but at least, you know, you can knock it out.
I am looking at it right now. I remember it. I remember seeing it on Netflix. I can't remember if I started watching it. There was one, maybe I did start watching. I think I did watch, like, the first couple episodes, and I stopped.
All right, yeah, I got into that one. I don't know. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of timing. I had the time, but I binged that one, and I just thought it was done pretty well. You know, it seemed like what it would be like, the chaos and what it would be like while it was all just kind of going to hell. You know, I mean, the other one, you know, they're so far down the pike. It's been going on so long. They built cities and, you know, all sorts of, you know, infrastructure and stuff like that, and, you know, they're finding a way to live in this, you know, new post, you know, post-apocalyptic world, and, you know, this one here is just all about as it's falling apart.
I'm not going to lie, my favorite video game genre is the post-apocalyptic stuff, so I'll keep that in my back pocket, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I started watching Black Summer. Isn't there a scene, maybe it was only the first or second episode, where, like, they're running through a neighborhood and, like, people are, like, just now starting to get infected and they're just attacking each other? Or am I thinking of Dawn of the Dead? I know that's in Dawn of the Dead, too, but I think, isn't that in Black Summer? They're in, like, a cul-de-sac?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a while since I watched it. I just remember thinking it was a notch above most of the genre. But also, what's the one with Brad Pitt? World War Z? That one kind of had that going on.
I think I watched World War Z, too. But the scene I'm thinking of specifically is some chick gets hit by a car, breaks her back and legs, and then turns into a zombie, and then they have to leave her.
Yeah, it could be. I don't recall specifically, but there, you know, it was all kind of like, you know, people are all WTFing, and it's all just kind of like happening, you know. And so nobody knows how to act. And I, you know, that's, you know, in any crisis that there would ever be, it's, can you, you know, it's a, there's a conversion from, you know, the way it was to the way it's going to be. And the real hard part is living in the chaos of getting to where it's going to, what it's going to be. Right, surviving the chaos and the fallout before you end up in the new norm. What a delightful conversation for a Friday morning, zombies.
Growing up, that was like the most irrational fear that I had was zombies, and everyone kept talking about, well, there's these studies that the body can live without the brain, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? No, it can't. So I'm glad I'm older now and understand how things work and have things that make zombies stop moving.
I remember I had this little portable TV, black and white, screen popped up, ran on batteries, and we used to keep a camp in my backyard. My backyard connected to a cemetery, and we had a gate that would go, you know, that you could go in a cemetery. And when we were kids, we would camp out in the backyard, and we had a bear. You had to take a stool, the black and white TV, and you had to go out to the middle of the cemetery and watch The Living Dead, and no one could do it. It didn't matter how much you knew it was BS, you just couldn't do it.
To this day, cemeteries weird me out, and it's not because of the movies, it's just like, man, there's a lot of dead people here. I don't think I'd be able to do that either.
Well, it's weird, you know, I've attempted it, you know, when I'm there, and, you know, you get all set up, and then you know, it's not, your mind just starts working weird on you, you know, and you start feeling, you know, sensing, and, you know, and did I hear something and all this stuff, and your mind just really, really messes you up. There was the girls used to play this one where they turn off all the lights and look in the mirror or something like that. I forget what it was. And, you know, as your eyes adjusted to the light, you know, you would see a hazy image of yourself in the mirror. And, you know, they would they'd come running out. So, but it's all the mind, just the mind plays. The mind can play tricks on you.
Yeah, no thanks. Mine's running through too many scenarios on a regular basis as it is. I don't need to add to it. It's honestly why I stopped watching a lot of TV in general, because there's just like all these scenarios. I'm like, man, I got enough of this crap in my head. I don't need more of it.
Right. You know, the one that gets me is I'm pretty much okay with things that I solidly know are BS. You know, it's like scientifically couldn't happen, you know. I'm okay with any crazy gruesomeness or, you know, tragedy that happens and something like that. It's the movies I watch that are either it did happen, it's a dramatization of an actual event where somebody's wronged or something, or something, and you think to yourself, my God, this did happen. You know, and those get me. I have a real hard time with those because I know it's true. Even though it's a dramatization, I know it's true. And that just, it's hard for me to take.
Especially when it's, like you said, it's plausible, right? Like, it's already happened once. Who's to say it's not going to happen again? And who's to say that it won't happen to me? No, I'm with you. My wife watches all the, what is that crap? Like, the true crime and all that. I'm like, dude, why do you watch this?
Sorry, I was just ordering my macchiato. Yeah, my wife watches that, and she gets all worked up and everything. My son and I, we called it murder porn. We're like, stop watching the murder porn. It's not good for you.
That's really what it is, though. Like, it's pleasure from, like, trauma, I swear.
Hold on at the window here. barista, LaToya. She gave me my coffee. She was very pleasant. But she didn't say, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Wait, that was Janet, not LaToya.
I'm jealous you've got good coffee. I'm drinking Keurig coffee with no creamer right now.
Well, everything I do is black, so no problem there. But hey, they had a sale on our favorite Keurig. The other day I was looking, I said, man, we're down to one box. I'll order some more. It's always same day or next day before 8 a.m. So we get it really fast. But I got on there and they had a $5 off. We normally buy, I think it's 48 times 2. So, man. So 96 cups we normally buy at a time. But they had a special $5 off on the 96. So I bought two. They got almost 200 cups. We're loaded for bear, man.
I woke up like that, too, and it's because it's chilly out. And I'm not complaining. I'll take this any day of the week. But, yeah, the same deal. What's your K-cup of choice?
What's the name of the company? Green Mountain Dark Magic.
I have not had that one, but I will give it a go. We've been buying Black Rifle... Beyond Black. I like Dark Roast, too, so I will try the Dark Magic.
Yeah, it's the strongest one we found. I haven't tried the Black Rifle. I've tried some Drip Black Rifle, but I haven't tried the K-Cups. Have to do that. But we've settled on this Dark Magic, and we're pretty much hooked on it. I love that stuff. And, to the point where, if I, you know, it was an adjustment getting used to Keurig coffee, you know, when you have a automatic drip or perk or whatever you get. They're all a little different, right? And it was a little adjustment, but now we're Keurig fanatics. We're paying about, on a good, when I get a good sale, I can get the cups about, I think, I don't know if I've seen them south of 45 cents a cup. But they're right in there in the 40s somewhere. I might have seen them on a super sale at 42, but typically they're up around 47, 48, 49. And I think the last, with the $5 discount, I think the last one they got came out to about 44 or 45 cents a cup. So I just figure it's 45, give or take.
It's not even a comparison how cheap it is to make coffee at home versus getting it out. I'm trying to start doing it more because I was buying a Red Bull every morning and it was $5. It's like I'm spending $25 a week on energy drinks. I could buy whatever coffee I wanted and have two or three cups and still be a third of the cost. And yeah, I'm still getting used to the Keurig coffee. I have a Breville grind control, and I was getting, you know, I wasn't getting crazy, but I was getting snobby with my beans, like. I would do Black Rifle beans or Lavazza, and I'd always make sure they were, you know, fresh sealed. I'd only use, you know, I wasn't getting ridiculous, but I wasn't drinking whatever either. So coming from basically motor oil, which is what I like, dark bitter coffee, to a K-Cup, it's like, man, this is, you know, I always joke, I'm like, this is what it tastes like after I clean out my coffee pot.
Yeah, then of course you gotta watch, you know, how much. I think I do, because you can go 6, 8, 10, 12, I think you can pick. And so I don't ever do more than 6 on a cup, so, or no, 8. I think I do 8, and then there's a strong option. So I just go strong, 8, that's how I make them. So that matters too. You know, if you're trying to make 12 ounces out of a K-Cup, well, you know, you get what you play for.
Yeah, that's my problem too. Is that's exactly what I do, and then I'm pissed. I only have 12 ounces of coffee in my 16 ounce thermos, and I'm like, man, I should just make a pot. But with the kids sleeping, that grind control, it sounds like an airplane taking off in the morning. So it's kind of kind of not conducive for my work week, but on the weekend, that's what I use. But I am here. It is Friday. We made it. Another week down. I'm going to try to sneak out of here early. So maybe I will catch you this afternoon. If not, have a good weekend. I'm sure I'll talk to you. And I'll listen out. NADBF.
All right, perfect timing. I just docked, and I'm getting out myself. Catch you later today. W8FU. WDHKLL, KFAGIC.
WDHKLL.
It is a good morning when your Starbucks order for $38 comes in for $23. DoorDash delivered.
$23 for a cup of coffee?
Let me correct that. Two cups of coffee, venti size, and two breakfast sandwiches for $23. Got a $15 discount. Plus, you know, the tip for the driver, which is just a few bucks. But, yeah, $15 discount this morning. I couldn't believe it.
Thank goodness I have a curry.
Again, this was a double order. Two of the same thing. And my coffee mug in the morning is 24 ounces. So I ordered two 16s for 32 ounces, pour 75% of it into the thermal mug, and then I have the 25 left over for the breakfast sandwich, and or breakfast sandwiches, and I'm good to go. And my thermal mug, still keeping it hot, and I got this before 8 o'clock this morning. So I'm a happy camper, plus the beautiful morning, nice breeze blowing through my little mini cave in the sky. Yeah, it's going to be a great Friday for sure.
Okay, I can see that justification. And you don't have to go out anywhere and they deliver it to the keys. If you got a lot of coffee and a breakfast sandwich, great spirit this morning. Compliments of the company.
Yep, 32 ounces of coffee and... like I said, the breakfast sandwiches I get are like a McDonald's sausage McMuffin with egg. It's their version of it. And, yeah, when I totaled it up and everything, I'm looking and I go, that can't be right. Check the order. Nope. DoorDash. And, yeah, $23 plus, like I said, tip for the driver, but still all that for $23, that's not a bad deal. That's even cheaper if I order almost the same thing from McDonald's, you know, size-wise in a sense, just minus the hash browns. So it's basically cheaper than McDonald's. Once or twice a month, because it is, like I said, about $38 for just the normal order of a two by two, and it doesn't, like I say, include driver tip or anything like that. I have a Starbucks across the street from me. Sean's familiar with it. Got a Starbucks inside Target across from the Cozy Cabin restaurant. They don't open till 8. And then I actually physically go down or have DoorDash go down through 12 Mile and DeQuinder. Or not 12 and DeQuinder, that's where I'm at. 12 and John R. By BJ's, and where Sean gets his gas, I think. And I have them delivered all the way out there, and it still gets here hot. W8RCY.
Yeah, every morning I get a $24 ounce of Light Joe. On occasion, I'll get, you know, something over at Tim Hortons, you know, but besides that, I normally bring, like, fruits or something to eat in the morning, or I just don't eat at all. My big meal is usually lunch, and then I have a light dinner.
Well, being retired for 11 years or so, I don't do the morning coffee like I used to, but my favorite go-to coffee was the Speedway stations, and you get gas in the vehicle, you earn up those reward points, and the next thing you know, you just walk in and get your coffee and flash your card on a little scanner, and you walk out, and you're not even paying for coffee. And I would get about a 24-ounce coffee loaded up with, I got a thing for hazelnut coffee, so I'd load it up, and just walk out. But I mean, yeah, Speedway was about the best coffee I had while I was on the road working 11 years ago.
Yeah, vacation now. It's a grinder, which is fine. They're not even grinder. It's almost like a French press kind of thing. You know, but it grinds the coffee and then it presses it into the cup. And I don't know if they have the temperature too high, but it tastes almost burnt sometimes. That's why, like, where I go, I mean, even though it's bag coffee and they put it through a regular decanter and filter and stuff, but it doesn't taste burnt and it doesn't stay there as long. You know, I used to drink 7-liter coffee, but that's even a little bit strong. I got to drink the mild stuff, but now I've switched over to decaf for doctor's orders. I'm pretty happy with the Marathon Sunrise.
Yeah, I drink decaf now as well. That's what I'm saying. It's stuff I get from Starbucks once or twice a month. It's not the expense. It's just the health reasons why I drink decaf. And I get it. But, you know, for decades I drank coffee. And when I was a meat cutter at Farmer Jack's back in the 70s and 80s, you know, the only way to stay warm was drink black coffee in the back room. And, yeah, I was drinking that like mud, so to speak. But like I said, I mean, this morning I just said, you know, I don't feel like making coffee. I don't feel like doing anything. I'll just call Starbucks and or DoorDash, and I had it all delivered. And I'm chilling out here on the couch, looking out the door wall, beautiful sunshine, beautiful skies, perfect weather, no humidity. Talk about a blessed Friday. I am truly blessed this morning with this kind of weather and enjoying it. And just a nice breeze coming through to air out the place a little bit.
100%. This is an absolutely beautiful day. This is the weather I like. A little bit of breeze, a little bit of cloud. And, I mean, I can handle, like, a little bit warmer, maybe 75, but this is just fantastic weather to be out in. And I'm not dying of sweat or exhaustion or just excessive heat. Yesterday I was out in that, and when I got back in my family, and I've just been, usually I don't have to use my uniform shirts, because I don't do a lot of overexertion, but I've gone through 5 uniforms so far this week.
Just listening in case anybody wanted to chime in. But my days with uniforms and uniform shirts. I haven't worn a uniform shirt or anything since my days of working with Verizon. But I can figure what that's like, especially in your line of work. But I don't know how much driving you got to do today, but you got a good day to drive, and you don't have to worry about the air conditioning too much. So have a safe day on the road. Enjoy your day. Stick your arm out the window and get that truck driver's, I know it's not a truck, but it's a company van or truck. Get that trucker's tan there on your left arm and just make it a great day. W8RCY.
You do the same. Sit on that little concrete porch you got there at the Sky. Enjoy the weather, enjoy the coffee and the breakfast sandwich, and just make it a great one. 73, W8RCY, well, tongue twister today, from KCKJO.
Thank you. I can't get out on the balcony yet. It's still a little bit in the shade. It should be around the corner in about another 30 minutes. Just the corner of it on the far right side of it is around the corner from the sun. But it's getting there. So probably in about 11 o'clock, the whole balcony will be under the sun. Take care. W-A-R-C-Y.
K-A-C-K-J.
WDHKLL KFH DRC.
CRP monitoring.
WDHKLL KFH DRC. KFH DRC, clear.
This is KCHGRP, Kilo Charlie 8, Golf Romeo Papa, monitoring.
Go ahead, DRC, KFH GRC.
Good morning, KFH GRC from KC8GRP, Kilo Charlie 8, Golf Romeo Papa. Name is Jeff, I'm in Livonia. Over.
Roger, Livonia. Well, I'm over here Rochester. Roger.
Oh, cool. It's Rochester. That's quite a ways from Livonia. So the computer, I think, is in Detroit and has wide coverage, right?
I'm on Warren, the repeater. Roger.
Oh, okay. So this is a link to the system. Okay, so I think I'm talking on 442.175. I think that's in Detroit, and I think there's other repeaters on the link. Is that true?
Yeah, the Warren repeater is connected to I don't know how many repeaters, but they all connect, all the way to. There's some in the Flint repeater connect too.
Okay, but that's cool. Are you mobile right now, or are you at home on the train station?
I'm on the base station. Are you mobiling, or are you on the base station?
I'm just taking a walk in my neighborhood. I'm using my Baofeng HD.
Well, you're sounding good on that HD. I have these Baofeng radio too, and they all had Nagoya 771G, the antenna, which is good for all the repeaters around.
Okay, that's good. I have antenna that I bought extra. It works on 2 meter and 440, but it seems to work better on 440 than 2 meters because it my radio always gets hot when I'm on 2 meters. But 440 stays cool. So I think it's tuned. Better for 440 than the 2 meters, and also I'm using a speaker mic that I just bought on eBay.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, well, I have a speaker too, a mic. I call it mic, which is good. It helps out too to get out better and for clear audio, and that's for sure. But I'm on the base station with a 50 watt. Radio. Are you on your ham right now?
No, I've been a ham for about 25 years, going on 30, but I just haven't been active recently here. I just got back out and started to use it again.
Roger, I never heard you on this one. That's my first time hearing you on that one. Give me one more time that call sign now I can put in my logbook.
It's Kilo Charlie 8 Golf Romeo Papa, KC8GRP, and it's Jeff in Livonia.
Well, Jeff, good talking to you. My name is Jack, and I'm over here in Rochester. I have a tram antenna out there with a TYT radio. Roger.
Okay, find others on your radio. Nothing about using just HD with an antenna. I was planning to buy a vertical off of eBay. And then it comes up on my house with some LMR 400 cable, and then just use this in the house as well as I take it out sideways with me for a walk. So I'll charge you better if I'm indoors with the antenna, but I do okay with some repeaters on this antenna here with this HT if I'm outside taking a walk.
You try and build a new station at home? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not a new station, just an antenna, and I'll use the existing HT that I have right now, but that's my own radio. It's about 5 watts. But I haven't planned on buying another radio to use at home, but I'll use this one because I can put the antenna on it. The cables that I would attach to the antenna on the roof, and then I just take it off and I reinstall the roof antenna for taking it outside.
So you get a lot better if you do that. I have a tram outside. I had it from Amazon for like $87, something like that. And that's why I'm talking on that TYT radio. Roger.
Okay, fine business. Okay, so I was trying to buy on eBay. I can't wait to call. I should go home and look it up. But I have it on my watch list. I'm just getting ready to pull the trigger and buy it. Then I have to get some cable too and install it. That's think about a day of labor. So maybe next month I'll get the antenna and I'll get the station up at my house.
I should, but you know what? Try Amazon, because Amazon, they are a good company. I don't work for them, but they are a good company. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever you know. eBay, I like eBay. I'm not saying I don't like eBay, but eBay is a little bit tough because you're dealing from somebody you don't know. Amazon, no. Amazon, you're dealing direct with Amazon. And that is the difference. The eBay is a lot of people out there selling their own stuff. So, but I have an Alamar 240. That's why I'm operating right now on an Alamar 240.
Okay, that's cool. Anyway, I just signed with you. I'm talking to my neighbor here. So I'll talk to you later, Jeff. This is KC8GRP. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, good to hear from you and good talking to you. We'll talk again. And don't be shy. If you can come back, I'll talk to you no problem at all. KC8GRP. KF8DRC. Have a good evening.
Hello, good there, morning, Jack. Jack. Charlie out yeah, here. Married to WRP8OSD.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Off on a Friday. Beautiful day, so time to cut the grass. What are you up to?
No, you're right. What I'm up to, I'm up to go outside there, and I had to get on a rider and cut the rest of that two lots. So I have to do that. Yesterday I did half, and today I got to do another half. I don't know, I got tired yesterday, and that is why.
Yeah, I didn't cut my backyard last weekend, and now I'm paying the price. It's about knee-deep out there and really thick, but fortunately it's not hot. Not like it's been the last few days, so it'd be a good day to get out there and get that chopped down.
Are you 100% about that? Yeah, today too. It'd be better off to finish everything today. If you don't know, it, you know, it's going to hit the 80 again. That's what I heard.
Yeah, it's supposed to come back next week nice and hot, so. Yeah, might as well get it done and get it over with. I come back in here a little later on. I got a new radio I'm programming for my pickup. I've only got a 2-meter in my truck, but I picked up a new ICOM dual bander and got her plugged into Chirp and been adding in the frequencies here and there and picking and choosing which ones I'll probably use and get it programmed up so I can get it installed there, over.
That ICOM is two band, he said, which is good. I like ICOM. ICOM is a good radio. I like them better from Kenwood. So I don't know what other people like, but I really do like the ICOM.
Well, to me, you know, the ICOM, Kenwood, and Yaesu, to me, you know, they're all pretty good quality radios, but checking features back and forth. My last radio I bought was an ICOM 7300, and it works great, so I leaned on the ICOM this time. This is the ICOM IC2730. And I said, just trying to get her programmed up and mounted in the truck, and I got a Kenwood out there, straight 2-meter. This radio I'm talking on is a Kenwood, TMD71A. I'll never get rid of this one. I like this radio.
Yeah, you're sounding good with this radio, really. You are sounding good. I'm not saying, I'm not knocking Kenwood or nothing like that. They got good radios, too. But sometimes, I don't know, the old radio, they didn't work that great. So, they probably changed by now, anyhow. I don't have an ICOM. I got the, I'm talking to you on the PYT, and I have my Yaesu 710.
Yeah, and TYTs are decent radios. I believe I had one, the MD380 or something like that. It was a DMR radio. I traded a bunch of real old Motorola stuff for a handheld and a hotspot, that Open Sharp for DMR or Open Spot or whatever it was. Shark RF, I don't remember. But, I got into the DMR a little bit, and it just wasn't for me, so I sold that off to somebody and been just doing straight analog.
Roger, yeah, well, you're sounding good anyhow. Where is your location at? And do me a favor, and it, again, I need your call sign because I have a logbook, and I like to put it on a logbook.
Yeah, no problem, Jack. It's Kilo Delta 8 Oscar Sierra Delta, KD8 Old Faulty Dog. My name is Charlie, and I'm in Marysville, just south of Port Huron.
Correct me again. KD8 A-G. What else? I have your name, Charlie.
No, the call is KD8, Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Sierra Delta, OSD.
Okay, I got it. KD8, OSD, I got you. Anyhow, welcome. Are you by Marysville and right on the thumb?
Yeah, I'm just south of Port Huron. I'm in pretty much downtown Marysville. Of course, everywhere in Marysville is downtown. We don't really have one. It's just a street to go through. Yeah, I'm just south of Port Huron, right along the river.
I see what you're saying. No, we had, about 25 years ago, we had a dollar store there in Port Huron. I don't know, it used to be an old I forgot that place. Now, it's a big outfit there, and that's where we were at the dollar store. But I always go there like almost every day from Oak Park, which is good, you know. And I've been there so long time. But I like it there. It's very nice up there. I know where you're at exactly. And I don't know. Those big boats over there, I like those big boats over there. Said, I talked to a gentleman over there. He said, yeah, some of them, they sleep on these.
Yeah, I don't spend near as much time down at the river as I should. I hardly ever go down there, but it is cool to watch all the boats go by. And then the freighters and everything. The only bad thing about Marysville, right across the river, is the petroleum plant. So you really don't have a great view, you know, unless you like pipes and stacks and tanks. But other than that, it's not too bad. Yeah, I hardly ever go down by the river anymore.
Roger, yeah, we used to go fishing in Port Huron. A little bit far away, we used to go fishing too. And we used to fish all night for salmon. when the salmon season, that was the end of September. We used to fish every weekend. We used to be out there, which is very nice, Roger.
Yeah, the Marysville launch is quite a popular launch for all the walleye guys. It's usually pretty busy down there all summer long. Heck, when I'm going to work at 5, 6 in the morning, I'm seeing boats heading that way. I don't like seeing them fishing when I'm going to work, but nonetheless, it's pretty busy down there. A lot of people hit Marysville launch to get to the river.
Oh yeah, a lot of people go there fishing. Even people from Flint, they go to Marysville too. And every time I go to Port Huron, I stop by Marysville and eat breakfast down there. There is a good restaurant down there too.
Which one, the Four Star or the Pelican?
Four Star. That is a good restaurant.
Yeah, they've been a pretty good spot for a while, or as long as I've been here, anyhow, 25 years or so. I think I've ate at the Pelican maybe twice in health at time, but I've been to the Porcelain quite a bit. That or the Big Boy. I like their buffet sometimes. All right, Jack, well, I heard you out there. I just finishing up my coffee and tying on my shoes, and I don't hear you out here very often, but when I do, I always want to grab the mic and say hello.
No problem, Charlie. I monitor this frequency anyhow, so anytime you like, don't have no problem at all. You take care, and I got to go outside too. Like, got to finish up that two lots out there. So you take care, and you have a good day. KD8OCD, KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. Be careful out there and talk to you later. Enjoy the afternoon. KD8OSD 73.
KF8 Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, good morning. I I shot it for you twice, didn't hear you out there. So I figured, let me put my socks on and get ready out there, you know, before it gets a little bit hotter, that way I can cut back grass. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing good, Jack. Just heard you out here. Thought I'd say hello. I was over, I was working 20 meters this morning, picking out a bunch of POTA stations and stuff. So, and I had quite a long rag, too, with a guy down in Florida. So enjoying the wire, the new wire.
Tell you one thing, I like that wire, really. I really do, but too bad I don't have a trees here. And I can't put no wire. If I would have done that, it would be no problem, but I don't. Anyhow, what else are you out there?
You know, we can put a pole up there on the side of your fence and run it 90 degrees there. That'll work.
And how long that pole will be, about what? How many feet?
You don't have to have it a whole, you don't have to have it way up in the air. As long as it's off the ground, 6-8 feet would be good.
Okay. So it's a long fence. I got a long fence, so. And maybe got to take it a little bit higher in the fence. That's what I'm thinking about. Is that right?
Yeah, Roger. I think if we put a post on a couple of the corners of your fence and keep it up off the fence, we'll use an isolator. We'll run that around to get rid of that, 75 feet of wire.
Oh, I see. Anyhow, well, I'm studying tomorrow because I want to get my general, and we'll see what happens. Well, Greg, good talking to you. I'll talk to you again anyhow, but I got to run out there before it gets that hot sun again. And because I got to cut the rest of the grass. I did half yesterday, and I was tired. I was tired, so forget it. I ain't cutting no more. So.
Yeah, Roger that, Jack. Yeah, I got to get out and cut mine out. Get done as well today. So, all right, my friend. Good talking with you. We'll chat later. KFHDRC Detroit Rock City from WD8KLL. As Jack says, WD40.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you that. I was on the GM yesterday, and the question is, how do you like your eggs in the morning? And you know what? I told him I like my eggs upside down with the Canadian bacon. And that guy out there, he laughed when I said that. And you know who else heard it? My sister heard it on the radio. She started laughing too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I missed you this morning. I was on there. The question was, you ever been up in a hot air balloon? I told them, yeah. Well, I haven't actually been up in one, but I chased them around as a kid. And last year I had one land in my backyard. So, yeah, that was the question today, but I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I was in and out. And I tell them that it is a big no. That's what I said. Then he put me on IO.
Oh, okay. You must have caught just the tail end there. So, yeah, I turned it off here at the two-minute warning. So, all right, Jack, we'll talk to you later. WD8KLL clear.
Hey, good talking to you, Greg. WDHKLL from KFA, Detroit, Rock City.
W8FU.
K8WOJ. Good morning, FBI University. I guess it's still morning. Yep, 1 minute.
University? Wow, I didn't know this was a federated educational facility. You do learn a lot, though, on the FBI, that's for sure. W8RCY, end of good morning and great afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you, too. And, yeah, sooner or later, I'm going to have to pay my scholarship fees.
Oh, that's right. This is flying beers, not free beer. Yeah, you got to pay scholarship fees.
How are you doing this afternoon? Are you behaving?
I feel to answer that in regard to me incriminate myself even more than I have in recent times. So I just sit here and listen. And try to say, whoops, I doubled on myself there. Yeah, I just try to say as little as I necessarily need to say now. But I still listen a lot, learn what I can. But on a day like today, I'm not really in much of the mood for listening either. I'm just enjoying this beautiful, perfect weather.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm enjoying this. I could take a whole year of this. And, yeah, most people end up going, oh, yeah, I'm behaving kind of thing, and I tell them to knock it off. You get bored to death that way. KEAWOJ.
Well, I've been quite battling some illnesses since 2019, and those who know me know my normal nature, and my normal nature isn't normal. So when I am feeling better, I just tell people I'm back to abnormality.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm in the same boat. I started having heart attacks back in 2005, and they just keep right on rolling. I'm at a point where I just can't do much of nothing at all. So far, though, pressing this PTT button, I can still handle.
Well, if the PTT button, you know, gets to the point where you can't press it anymore, some of the higher quality radios have Vox, so all you got to do is speak into it and it'll key up the radio for you. That's just a little tip in case you need it somewhere down the road. But for me, I have mobility issues, and I was stricken with COVID in 2019, so my heart and my lungs have been compromised a little bit as well. So between mobility issues I've had for the longest time, and what caused me to retire 11 years ago? Yeah, I think it was 11 years ago. I don't remember. End of 2012. That was when I retired. But, yeah, mobility and COVID later on down the road there when that came around has taken a toll on my abilities.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. I had the same, kind of went down in 2005, so I've been sort of forced retirement for 20 years. And, yeah, I know about Vox, but that would get me in all kinds of trouble. I tend to say things that I wouldn't want on the air kind of thing, and they would automatically get sent.
Well, on my radio, like the one I'm talking on right now, has a orange button right at the top, and it's kind of sunken in, so I can't really hit it that easily, but I do use it for other applications when I wear a headset on this radio. And it's a full noise-canceling, earmuff-style headset, so I just hit the button and, you know, just talk into the mic, and it works fine. But, yeah, there have been some operators that have accidentally hit that button and forget that it's on, and I won't name names or anything like that, but it's happened to a couple of popular people on here, and yeah, those things happen. It happens to the best of us. WRCY, go ahead.
So do you have any kind of hobbies that keep you busy throughout the day besides the radio?
Well, my hobby is auto racing. I follow IndyCar and IMSA Sports Car Series, a little bit of NASCAR, but I just follow the safety side of it. I'm getting older and that kind of bit of a career hobby of mine is winding down, I've gotten into radio. As far as 2020, when COVID came up, I got back into GMRS. I've been in commercial radio for a while, but I got back into GMRS after about my last five-year hiatus. And I just read out the story and make a long story short. I'm basically going from commercial radio into hobby radio, renewed my GMRS license in 2019, and then I just got my ham license about a year ago, August of last year.
Oh, cool. Sounds like you got all kinds of radio experience there. I just got started, back in the 70s, I guess. I kind of got roped into installing CBs, and the bug kind of bit me at the time. And it was kind of nice. I didn't really use it for much except for in the evenings in the small towns like Oxford, Lake Orion, and that. The families used to get together about 8 o'clock at night and have little round tables going on there. So that was kind of fun. But I still had the interest in radio, but never did anything about it until 2 years ago. And then I joined the ham community there, and I'm kind of enjoying the heck out of it. Actually, it's probably a good thing, because by now, if I'd have got into it back then, I'd have spent a fortune in this stuff. It's another rabbit hole.
Well, my foray into radio started mid-70s at CB, selling CDs out of my parents' driveway, things like that. You start just like about every other ham operator, you know, amateur radio operator has started way back in the 60s and 70s, so I'm no different. But I, like I said, I was just never interested in ham amateur radio until I saw that there's changes in technology and the use of digital modes and nodes. I heard you just recently got a node, so and I've talked to you on it. You've got it pretty well dialed in. But that technology wasn't around, you know, probably 5 years ago. And it just brought a whole new interest into the hobby for me. And like I said, I'm transferring from commercial radio into basically a return to GMRS, because my GMRS goes back to 1978. And so I've kept that up, and then now I've added amateur. So I'm only a technician. I don't know if I'm going to get general or extra. I doubt if I'll ever get an extra, but I'm going to at least study. I am studying for a general. Will I take the test? I don't know. But I want to get the knowledge. Knowledge is what's the power. But the need, I just don't have a need for it. And I'll even probably study the electric or the extra, because that has antenna theory in it, and that's what else, another thing I need to learn or get brushed up on is antenna theory. Back to you.
Well, I'm kind of the same way. I'm a tech, and I got the book, study book there for the general, and I started hopping right into it, and I thought, what am I doing? I can get all over the world now digitally, kind of thing, and I don't have to have a yard full of antennas. And I just kind of quit. I don't know if I'll actually go any further. I do have a radio that'll do it, but then I got to start sticking up a bunch more antennas for different bands. And I'm liking this digital stuff. It's either loud and clear like a 5.9, or you don't have the signal at all. So. I can deal with that.
I'm sorry, I missed your last transmission altogether. I was distracted by a text message that I got on my phone, but I got to address it. So I will let you go for now. Pleasure talking to you. You're doing good on this. You're picking up, all the proper things, and you're doing things on the positive side for sure. So you have a good afternoon. Enjoy the wonderful weather. And we'll be around listening after I finally get done with this email. WARCY, first name is Donald. You have a great afternoon.
Okay, Donald, thanks. I appreciate it. You have yourself a great afternoon, and we'll catch you down the road. KE8WOJ. That's Dave out there, KFAGIC.
Hey, Jack, KFADA.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, that was me on the other, on the node, but I'm over here now. So, yeah, just going to Lowe's right now. 23 in Grash is under construction again.
Oh boy, they always run, mess around with that road. 23, I'm not kidding. I used to go there, but every time you go there, it's one lane closed, and the next lane closed, half a mile closed. It's always on that 23 mile. I don't know what the reason, because my brother lived there on 23 mile.
Yeah, okay, so last year they did, from the railroad tracks to crash it, so that's all done. Now they're doing the stretch between crash it and I-94, so that's why it's closed again.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. A lot of cars go by that way through 94. A lot of them, I know that. And you know what? Someday, I think that road should go through Armada.
Yeah, if you're going to go to Armada, you might as well just take North Avenue up. It's a nice drive. It's a little bit longer, but it's a nice drive.
Yeah, but one thing I don't like, it's only one lane going, one lane coming. And you get it screwed up, sometimes the roads are turned a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's 55, though, so I don't know. Either that or you take M53 up. So. All right, I'll call back out to you when I'm out of the store. I'm going into the Lowe's. Got to find some furniture feet, or feet for the furniture. We don't want it scratching up the floor, so I'll be back. I'll listen out, though. TSA to...
Yeah. Well, it's like a four-wheeler. That's how it is. You put it under the furniture, and it goes from one left to another. They sell them there, I think so. There, or Menard by you there, or somewhere else. All right, I'll let you go. KFA, DRC.
Good afternoon, Jack. KFA, CWF.
CWF, is that right? Out there?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to you talk about finishing cutting the grass for about an hour now.
Brian, but every time I turn around, that radio rings. I already talked to four people on the radio. So I'm outside right now with the walkie-talkie, so... I'm ready to go, really cut the grass. Not only cut the grass, I gotta come, I have a high tree here, so I gotta cut it.
Yeah, well, don't let me hold you up from cutting that grass. I'll let you get back to work. I just was sitting at the bench and heard you, so I figured I'd say hello.
Oh, Brian, anytime. Really, I'll answer you back with no problem at all.
All right, Jack. Keep cool on this cool day, and I will talk to you later. 73, KF8CWF. I'll be standing by.
Hi, Brian. KF8CWF. KF8DRC.
KF8CWF, W8RCY. Good afternoon, sir. Good to hear a good strong signal and you're not in a sweat box.
Good afternoon, Donald. No, it's actually kind of cool in here today. You know, with the cooling off the outside, it's not bad in here for a change.
Well, I'm definitely glad to hear that. I mean, I can imagine what some of those sweltering days were over these last couple of weeks. And I guess we got more of it coming latter part of next week or something like that, supposed to go back up into the 90s. But, yeah, I just figured I'd say hello and drop in, because every time I've tried to talk to you, there's background noise, static, interference, all that stuff. I don't know if you have a node with you at work or not, or the quality of the radios you have now. But it's very hard to pick you up. But just hearing you today so crystal clear, I thought maybe you were sitting out here on my balcony having a cold one, and I'm not even invited.
Motorola. Actually, I have my any tone on this radio right now. It seems to be working really good.
Well, I'm picking up a little bit of static and scratchiness, but you're making it through, so it's not really that much of a problem for me to hear what you're saying. But I will let you be outside or wherever you may be and enjoy this wonderful weather. But I heard you. Didn't want to ignore you. Just wanted to say hello. And I hope all is well with you and the family. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.
Good to hear that you're kicking really well. And other than being at 25 days a week, I'm doing great. Tomorrow and the next day, I file a grievance for running lines and they're not letting me in. So.
Sure if you said something or I'm not sure if there's somebody stepping on us or another line trying to break in. I heard you say something about a grievance and then he kind of dropped out.
Yeah, they're telling me to stay home this weekend, but they're running production, so I filed a grievance. Means they'll have to pay me eventually, and glad to hear you're doing good. We'll talk at you later.
On over, car hauler. Okay, I copied you that time, and somebody with a car hauler is coming in over my radio, so we'll get out of the way and let that go. Good hearing from you. Do take care. WRCY.
Hey there. Sorry, I forgot to call you back yesterday.
Yeah, you know, you're so unreliable.
You around this afternoon?
That you could have taken a shot right back at me. I left you wide open. Yeah, actually, I'm heading towards West Bloomfield. And I have a bunch of documents in my computer you might want to take a look at. Where are you?
I'm almost back home. You want to meet for lunch?
I have a meeting at 1:30 I have to go to, but after that, I'm pretty flexible with my schedule. I can come to you, we can meet somewhere, or just whatever works for you.
All right. Good. Come down by my house.
You, Phil Ross. I would do anything.
Okay. Yeah, I think I should be home most of the afternoon. It's so nice though. We might go out on the boat. We'll see what the missus is up to.
I missed some of that. You want to meet on the boat? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. I said I might be out on the boat, but we could.
It's all right. I don't have my boating clothes on, but whatever works for you, I'll probably be out around, you know, hopefully, 2:30 or so. I'll give you a jingle.
All right. If you don't catch me on the air, you know how else to reach me. Sounds good. All right. Just about home. Get to later. AAB is here.
All right. We're good, Phil. Thank you very much. Glad I caught you here. That was good. And hey, take care.
WFU AAB is here.
Yep. Yeah, just wasn't quite making it.
Getting some serious interference on this frequency.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're on yours, 2.5. I notice when I'm running around in that area when I don't have PL on, I hear a lot of crap, especially out your way.
Yeah, something so strong it almost took out the repeater signal. And I'm not far from it.
Yep. You know that where the Planet Fitness is, that parking lot there, there's something as well that trounces it pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I was sitting on the other one. I was I played around with the deviation level. I was wanting to see if it was sounded better than the other day. Lowered it a bit. Something interesting on my call sign thing. Up to recently, it's always been like all three of us were like 33, we're 33.3, 33.4, and, you know, all within a tenth. Today, it showed me at 33.5 and another one at 33.1. Does it know something I don't?
I don't know. I think it just, because it's, you know, it's 0.33333333 to infinite, and I think it just kind of wings that. You know, everybody should be, you know, 33.333333. So I think it just wings that last, you know, that last percent.
Yeah, it was just weird because usually they're all within a tenth, and then all of a sudden I'm 0.4 ahead of one of the others. So I don't know. All right, I'm just pulling the garage. I'll catch you later.
Okay, I'm looking at that one. It's got 33.4 and 33.4 for you and the guy, the five-lander, and 33.2 for the three-lander.
All right, well, that's changed even since I looked at it this morning. Okay, so it must just be random rounding issues. All right, maybe it's here.
What they should do is yours should be 34 and the other two should be 33 even. I'm going to lodge a complaint. Later, WNFU.
Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, KE8WOJ, Rick in Southeast Michigan, standing by. Yeah, I'm only getting a partial there. It's kind of cutting in and out. Sorry about that.
W8RJD in the mobile. WG8KLL in the mobile. W8RJD in the mobile.
W4XCD, this is W3LNS.
WADD Mobile.
I'm over here for a quick second. Yeah, I was hearing you flawlessly, Sean. Absolutely flawlessly. So if we get a chance, we're going to have to get a remote antenna somewhere north. So talk to you later. Got you, dude.
Curious where you're at before you jump.
My driveway. In Baltimore subdivision.
Well, the comm site ought to be fine for that once it gets back up and running.
Yeah, that would be the VHF, though, right? I mean, I don't care. I've got one coming, and I've got one in the house that I can use. So when that gets fixed, I guess I'll just use the VHF when I'm up here. All right, talk to you later.
No, both have receivers at the clump. Both.
Oh, okay. And both are down? I just thought one was down. I didn't think both were down.
Yep, both use the exact same transport. Just the transport's down, so.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. So that would have fixed it the other way, too. So, because I was hearing flawlessly. All right, so the casing that you've got is right. So, all right, talk to me.
All right, catch you later. W8FU.
I didn't mean to jump in the middle of the conversation, Sean, but I don't know why you can't fix your junk. I didn't want to interrupt, so I'll be listening. Give me the rest of your...
Well, I can't fix my junk because my pants are too tight.
I'm back in here. I don't want to jump in the middle of the conversation, but... yeah, that's in your wife's purse, so... Bad junk, I don't have to worry about.
Hey, it ain't me, man. Crap to TJ. His junk, not mine.
Oh, boy.
And it ain't even TJ, really. It's AT&T. They're being jerks.
Yeah. Old technology, they don't want to deal with it no more.
You know, one thing, way we could solve this is those little boards that Fred's got, he's going to get on the bench and try out. We could get those and find a way to do this without the Cisco routers. We could solve a lot of this. Then we could ride the MI6 and not have to worry about all this.
If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it.
Hey, somebody's got to blaze the trail. Why not us?
I hear you. Too busy building network. Trying to put more game reviews on here.
Anybody talk on DMR anymore?
Yeah.
All right, just checking. I heard all the cool kids were on P25.
Channels per frequency, baby cakes.
I'm on my DMR radio right now. I should switch it over to MI5. Use the other radio for this.
Huh. Boy, you can tell it's Friday afternoon in Michigan, the state's tipping to the north.
So 79 fun-filled degrees, sunshine, blue skies, a few puffy clouds here and there, and it's a Friday afternoon. What could be better? You going anywhere? You going up north? I thought I heard you say something about wanting to go get some work done out in Grand Rapids area or something.
No, not me. I never said that. Go back up to Mackinac and work up there again where we were last Sunday.
Oh, yeah? What do you got going in Mackinac?
PMR. Camera. Goal 9, 10 yards. Things go right, we might have a MI-1 and MI-2 there, too.
Chewie! Very cool. So, have to follow that. All right, I just got to negotiate some tricky construction on the final approach to my house here, and then I'll be home. After yours, W8FU.
We might even be able to do either a GMRS or we could probably do a UHF P25 if somebody had a Quantar. But anyways, KWFWR, talk to you later.
I got a Bofang and a software package that makes it sound like a P25 radio. I'll get it right to you. W8FU later.
KF8BRC from WD8KLL. KF8BRC from WD8KLL. Nothing heard, WD8KLL clear.
W8FU.
W8FU.
NHWRO, go ahead, Tom. KC8KJO, NHWRO. Kind of cutting in and out there, Tom. Not sure which side it is, mine or yours.
WRCY with a quick comment. I hear you, but I do not hear Tom. I heard him initially, but he kind of crackled out.
All right, how about this radio? Can you hear me better on this one?
Thanks, Donald. And yes, Tom, I can hear you a bit better on that one. Maybe if we go to Discord for communication while we try this WinLink thing, because we got to set our radios to WinLink anyway. So you got that Discord where you can do the talk group there?
Yeah, I got another radio connected to it. I got my full thing UV5R, and I'm talking on the 5R plus right now. Apparently my link was not getting out so much.
I'm not sure if this connection on the FBI is going to work. We might need to think of something else.
Well, I'm sitting in my house in the kitchen, and the PC is probably behind me. I'm going to go to Discord.
I think that'd be the best. I'll be in talk group one on Discord. And Donald, thanks for the comeback there. Appreciate it. NAWRO will be monitoring.
I try. Have a good evening. WARCY.
This is KC8DRP monitoring.
WD8KLL.
WD8KLL, AFA, DRC.
Oh, hello, Jack. How you doing this evening?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Doing good. Yeah, just got some projects done today around the house. It's a great day weather-wise.
Oh, yeah. I'm outside. I trimmed that tree out in the front a little bit. I have to do it because I don't want to sit on the gutter and all that. And the leaf goes on the gutter and all that. I could do that. Keep the grass cut in with water. It's still outside.
Yeah, how's that garden coming along?
Too many flowers, pickles.
caught most of that. You were pretty staticky, though.
Is now any better?
Okay, still out there, Jack.
Yeah, how about now? Now any better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. I can make you out.
Yeah. I said, I'm still outside. I'm on the right field with the short antenna.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it sounded pretty good. Just a little weak. A little staticky. But, can make out now. All right, Jack, I'll let you go. We'll chat later. I'm going to go up and spin the dial a little bit. KF8DRC from WD8KLL, I'll be clearing your final.
Hi, Lane. Good talking to you. Good to hear from you anyhow. Haven't heard you out there except maybe this morning was, I believe. Anyhow, we'll talk later. WD8KLL. From KF8DRC.
This is KE8WUO monitoring.
WSCI 847. WIUG38. Copy.
Wrong band, Jack. KF8DPZ monitoring.
Yeah, Raiders lost. Yeah, I think it's Dan, 435 something.
I think it's all call sign. It's going to take me a while to see if you can find it.
Yeah, give me a minute here.
Thank you.
KF8DRC.
Go ahead.
So it's WSDY, Whiskey Sam Delta Yankee, 438.
All right, thank you. We'll talk later. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. WD8KLL clear.
WD8KLL.
WD8KLL. Go ahead, Jack.
So how you did tonight? You did good tonight? 14.
Yeah, actually, today overall did a lot of POTUS stuff. Guys were out activating in different parks and stuff. But yeah, I probably got about 15 contacts today.
What is Anchor 15? Wow. One day, wow, that is good, Roger.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, it wasn't real great, but I mean that was the whole day. I did a little bit this morning, then a little bit this evening. So, yeah, it's been fun for sure. I'm loving that wire.
Yeah, that wire is so good. It is very good with 15.
One day, wow.
That is excellent,
really. Yeah, 100 watts, you know, I'm getting a lot of good reports, too, you know. A lot of 5.9s and that, so. Yeah, I'm real happy with it.
Good. Any of them on in that shape?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got Honduras and Slovenia, I think, today. One other one, I can't remember the other one was.
Doesn't matter. Keep going. That's what I think about it.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy down in Florida this morning, and we were just chatting, you know, and it was like you and I talking on a repeater. I couldn't believe it. Just super clear. And, yeah, he was pushing some watts, but I was only pushing 100 watts. So, but he said he could hear me really, really clear.
Like you said, that wire does a good job.
Yeah, you're a little staticky. You on a handheld? Yeah, that helped a little bit. Just a little bit of popcorn behind you. I think I heard Brian calling for that 432 over there in Shepherd.
Yeah, he was calling. I have it here, but, you know, it's about 16 cases, and I got to go through them all. So I figure you know him. You talked to him before, that's why.
Okay, yeah. Yep, I'm not sure. I think he's hitting the Mayville talking to him, so he must be home.
agree because Ryan, he said on the Mako repeater, he could reach Mako repeater, and it sounds like they're sitting quite happy.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because he said it was, he's hitting the Mayville, so, yeah, they're talking right now on the other side.
He probably got a clear shot all the way to the Mayville repeater, where he is.
Now, I'm not sure, Jack, why you're so staticky if you're on that TYT. You weren't like that before.
I know, but let me go to another repeater and see what happens. So this is a long repeater right now. So let me switch.
Okay. That's 100% better. No crackling. Which one do you know?
443-625.
Okay, yeah, I'm off the Flint one right now. I've been getting a lot of static over on the Holly repeater for some reason. Just like interference. Don't know what it is, but it's been just about every night, about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it starts.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know what it is, but you know what? Maybe the atmosphere is not correct at this time of night.
Yeah, I gotta believe there's some kind of equipment or something that's, you know, getting into the repeater for some reason. I don't know. I have to switch from Holly down to the Flint one to get rid of it. But am I sounding all right on this one?
Sounding very good. Sounding like you're sitting by me very clear, too. And the audio is good. The signal was 5x9 anyhow.
Alright, I'm on a Flint repeater. I'm going to switch over to the Holly and see if there's any change. Ah, I went over there, Jack, and it's got that noise going right now, so I'm just going to stick here.
It'll be better off here anyhow. Yeah, it'll be better off here. Alright, let's talk a little bit later. I want to watch some TV to see if any more John Wayne out there. Talk to you later, Greg. WDA, KLL, KFA, DIC.
Okay, Jack. Hope you find some John Wayne there. We'll talk to you later. The WD-40, no, WD-8-KLL, we'll talk to you later.
KF-8-DRC, KF-8-CWF.
Go ahead, KF-8-DRC.
Yeah, I just got done talking to our buddy up in Isabella County. He had his ears on.
Good. Did you hear that, Greg? WDAKLL, KFADRC.
Hello, Jack. Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear Brian what he said? He said he talked to him.
How you doing, Brian? Yeah, I heard him over there. I told you I could hear him on the other side.
Good evening, Greg. Some nights I have a line to that Mayville repeater. It just works so well sometimes.
How many miles is that? Just curious.
I have to look it up on the other map. Give me a second.
I'm going to say it's probably about 450 miles, maybe. Nevertheless, that's pretty doggone good. Warned to me, though.
Well, if you take the highways, 70 miles probably as the crow flies, about 65.
I was just saying, that's pretty doggone good for sure.
Well, I remember the day I got this antenna put up and hooked up for the first time, and I hit the Maybell repeater and was talking to Jack, and he was complaining that, you know, I should sound better. I said, but Jack, I'm talking on the Maybell repeater, and he didn't believe it, but, yep. It's like I have a line there. I can't hit Flint, which is closer, but I can hit the Maybell.
Yeah, must be something in the way, for sure.
Anyway, I just was thinking, because I had a clear line. I'd give Dan a shout. Like I said, he was out there, and we were both impressed. So, all right, I'm going to wrap things up here, call it a night. Get up in the morning and go to the breakfast and have a chat with Jack and company.
There you go. Yeah, I'd drive down there. It wasn't so far. One of these days, maybe, I'll meet you guys down there for breakfast.
Yeah, it was probably an hour and a half drive for you. So, yep, would definitely enjoy seeing you, but, yeah, it's a five-minute ride for me. So, anyways, I will talk at you later. Thank you for the information, and 73s, have a good evening. KF8CWF, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Brian, good to talk with you. We'll chat with you later. Jack, you still out there?
Go ahead, Greg. KF8GIC.
I think I'm going to get out of here and hit the hay here myself. So we'll chat at you later there, Jack. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. WD8KLL clear.
All right, have a good night. Take care. We'll talk tomorrow. KF8GIC.
Hi, Jack.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's Dale, KE8LBJ. How are you?
Oh, very good. How about you? You're sounding good.
Yeah, I'm getting warnings on my radio here. Something's going on, but... I saw a while ago you got your ham license, so congratulations. Good to hear you out here.
Oh my God, Bill, I remember you, and I try on that South Field repeater for you on the GMRS, and I couldn't get you out there at all. How you doing?
Not too bad. Today I'm just winding down my day so I can get some beauty rest and wake up tomorrow being handsome once again.
Dale, I'm glad to hear you out there. You never come on this frequency, and I've been on this frequency since day one.
Yeah, I've heard you out there quite a bit. I've always been, for the last several months, been a little bit busy, and you know, when I hear you on GMRS, by the time I get to sit down, you've already moved along, so it's my first chance to catch you.
Good, I'm glad to hear you out there, and I'm glad to talk to you anyhow. How is work? A little bit tired?
Yeah, work is really taking it out of me. And of course, it's summer, so I also got to get out there and enjoy life when I can.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear you out there. Now, Dill, I got a question. My question is, I got a vertical. And that vertical, and I have a Yaesu 710. What is a good antenna for that? I've done a couple of repair on that vertical, but it's not matching my 710. What is your solution for that?
Well, for VHF and UHF, I like to use the Comet GPs. I have it's in the garage now, a Comet GP3, but on my roof I have a Comet GP9, which is a three-section antenna. It does a great job. I'm very happy with it.
So, GP9,
that is
that. What can you get with that GP? Can you go like on
10
meter,
20,
40, and 80 and all that?
No, that Comet is for 2 meter and 440 megahertz only. If you want to do HF, what I use is it's called a G5RV. It's a nice little antenna. It's only it's about 100 foot long, and if you can find a way to support it, then that gets me 20, 40, 10, a little 80 meters. It's pretty good. I don't have it up high enough to get real good on 80 meters, but a G5RV, it's dirt cheap. It's just a hunk of wire and some antenna lead-in, and there you go.
Where do you get that G5RV?
I can get them just about anywhere. DX Engineering, Ham Radio Outlet, Gigaparts, they all sell. You know, it's extremely basic. It's literally just a hunk of wire and some twin lead, either 300 ohm or 450 ohm window line feeder, and they're really cheap and basic. And the only thing is you do want to get them up 20 feet and like I say, it's 100 foot long, so in our usual suburban lots, it's real nice. I love mine.
That's good. That's good anyhow. Well, good talking to you, really, and good to hear you out there. Then let me hear you out there again. Don't be shy out there, you know. Give us a shout back at least one day a week.
Yep, I'll do that. I think I heard you on DMR too, but and I talked back to you on the same talk group a couple weeks ago, but there might have been a lag or something with, I think you were on one of the local DMR MI5 repeaters or something, and I was talking at you from a hotspot and Brandmeister, so I don't know if that all worked, but I'll try to get out there more often and listen for you here on the ham bands. It's good that you're out here. I do 10 meters too, so you're probably doing, I assume you're doing voice, so Do you usually sit on the calling frequency, or do you work around the band? DMR, it does that too, and that radio I'm talking to you right now, that is a DMR too, it's CYT 9600.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm using Anytone D578 or something, the mobile version. I don't remember what it is right now for some reason, but I've got a handful of the local DMR repeaters in it. And I do listen to one of them. I don't remember which one regularly, but I usually just turn on the hotspot that's connected to Brandmeister, and I listen to the MI5 talk groups and Michigan Statewide and whatnot, but... If you're using Talk Group 91, I'll make sure to keep that in there and listen out for you.
Do that. I'm on 991 on that 390 TYT. I always listen to I was out there yesterday on that 91 worldwide. It was a few people out there, but it was always the guy out there by himself. Do you know any good, on that Brian Meister, as far as U.S. good station?
Yeah, Brandmeister is just the network that uses that you connect. I use it to get to the Michigan talk groups, the MI5, and the statewide and all that. I don't remember the name of the other one out there. I just stick with Brandmeister because it's easy. If you're using the hotspot, I would think that's what you're connecting to, aren't you?
Roger that, too. And the hotspot, I do have that one, and I also have, where the heck is it? I'm on an All-Star, too. I have All-Star on my cell phone.
Yeah, I've been... looking into the All-Star stuff, I guess a bunch of local people are using All-Star, so I need to figure out how to get online with that one of these days.
Anyhow, Dell, I'm happy I talked to you tonight. I really is, 100%, because I really miss you, because we used to be on the radio, you know, at night, and usually Friday night as, adult beverage. I still remember.
Yep, I like to make sure I have an adult beverage or three or four or five every Friday and Saturday if I can help it.
Good talking to you, really, honest to God. I miss you, I really do, because I always talk to you. after we miss our best friend, Don, Professor Don, anyhow. So, you know where I am now. If you want, any time, no problem at all. Take care, and you have a good evening. KF8, DRC. Okay, Jack. Yep, good talking to you, too. I still keep the GMRS on every night, but like I said, sometimes it's hard to sit down at the radio and catch everybody when they're still listening. So I'll do what I can to keep doing it. So good talking to you. Congratulations again on the license, and we'll talk to you again. KE8LBJ, I'm clear.
I'll do that. 6758 and 625. No problem at all. Take care. Have a good evening. KE8 GFM.